please welcome Pete Yorn. So, Pete, these are KCSN listeners.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Pete Yorn. You have a new album coming out. That's not a question yet. Arranging Time. I just told everybody about it. The first time you and I spoke, 2001, we spoke at great length about how you and Walt Vincent just holed up in Walt's garage and noodled around and made an album at your own pace, at your own time. And years went by, you didn't work with Walt for a while, but you're working with him again. And I'm curious about two things. Number one, how did you get back with Walt? How did he factor in there? And how did the process differ or was similar to the way you guys worked back in the day?
That's kind of how this project got started. I ran to Walt and he said, yeah, just built a new studio. He got a loft downtown where he lives, and he built a little home studio there. And I was like, oh, I'll come over, check it out. But I hadn't seen him in maybe, I don't know, I hadn't worked with him in at least 10 years at that point. Maybe, yeah, 10 years, I would think. And so I went down there one afternoon, and I'm like, everything looks cool. I saw some of the old gear that he had back in the garage, you know, set up. And we're like, well, I mean, let's just record a song. That's what we do. You know, we hang out. That's all we ever did. So we just started recording a song and kind of liked it. And then, like, the next week, I think I came back. We did another one. And then it just kind of just got rolling. Super organic.
The next time Pete plays live anywhere near here, he's going to be on stage at Coachella. You're getting a special performance. You don't have to fight the Coachella crowd. So I'm going to get out of the way now and ask Pete if he'll play us some songs on that guitar.
Thanks, Jim. When I first talked to Jim, I was promoting this song, I think. Yeah, I live a chain. You share the same last name as a joke I sent a bottle of whiskey. As you choked, you said it made you feel dirty. Yeah, I was waiting over here for life to begin. Looking for the new thing. You were the sunshine hitting my front line. I was alone. You were just around the corner from me. Time alone is good. I spent a day in the city, in a dirty neighborhood. You know you never convinced me. So I sold the town away. Couldn't wait to forget you. I was killed in half a day. I had time to regret you. Yeah, I was waiting over here for life to begin. Looking for the new thing. You were the sunshine hitting my front line. I was alone. You were just around the corner from me. Yeah. Sent a bottle of whiskey. As you chose,
said it made you feel dirty. Waiting over here for life to begin. Still looking for the new thing. And you are the sunshine hitting my front line. I was alone. You were just around the corner from me. You were the sunshine hitting my front light, hey, just around the corner from me. Yeah, you were the sunshine hitting my front light, hey, just around the corner from me. Just around the corner from me.
Thank you very much. So that was the first song of my debut record, and this is the first song off my new record, Arranging Time. It's called Lost Weekend. Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody waiting? Getting sick of your surroundings. All you want is some attention. You can tell the truth. You can tell a lie. Say anything you want to say. Oh, we all just lost in time. Here's a reason not to change. Stay the same, become a new thing. Walk backwards, step beyond. Never forget where we come from. And you can tell the truth, and you can tell the lie. Wonder with what anyone says, will we be alright?
Straight out of Suburbia.
Hey. How we sound? Everything sound all right out there? All right, cool.
I'd like to, you know, since I'm here, to share some of the new record with you guys. I would like to play another song from that, if that's okay. This is one. Let's try this one. I think it'd be fun. Let's do it. It's called Halifax. This was recorded out kind of in Glassell Park area, out near Mount Washington. You know, we're speaking of recording. This was me and my drummer who tours with me, this guy, Scotty Seaver. He played drums live, and I played guitar, and we tracked it in one take and then built on top of that. And, yeah, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I like to count in my imaginary band. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Terrorize the ones you love most. Take a while to get back from your ghost. It's a miracle you ever left that home. Got something for nothing. Yeah, you want to be alone. I know you're waiting for me. See you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waving. Reconciled to live here on your own. Yet everyone talking about the cold. Take it for granted. Yeah, you want to be alone. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. See me at the bus stop waiting. At the bus stop waiting. Ooh, ooh. Terrified to get out on your own. You were into being here and now you're not.
We've heard three of the songs on KCSN so far from the new album. When you get back in that situation, same guy, a lot of the same equipment, it's just the two of you again, do you go right back into that same, and now the sounds that come out of you are similar to back when you did music for The Morning After and whatnot, or do you consciously change things around?
I think that this was more about a process thing. So like when I first made my first few records, I was kind of playing most of the instruments myself, and on the first two I did work with Walt, and he was playing some stuff, but it was very like I was playing all the drums and a lot of the bass and guitars, and that core was my playing, and then we would build off of that. And then after making a few records, I kind of wanted to try other things. So I remember hearing stories about Bob Dylan. He would just like show up at a studio and he'd get a band of session guys together and they would learn the song on the spot. And then they'd track it, you know, after you know, maybe 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. I want to do that. So I did that on a couple records. And then I did some other projects I think you were talking about that were different. And then I was just like, I don't know. When I ran into Walt, I just kind of felt naturally like I wanted to record in that style of just kind of bouncing around from instrument to instrument and building it up that way. And, you know, it started with Walt, but then ultimately I did work with a few other producers on the record. And I think some of the songs you guys are playing are from other producers. But the second half of the record...
I love the irony of that.
I know. The second half of the record is, I think, it's all me and Walt. But some other people that I've worked with before show up on this record, like Sonny Levine, who produced the breakup record. He produced Lost Weekend and a song called She Was Weird. And this guy, Scott Seaver, who's the drummer in my band, he produced a song called Halifax and a song called Summer Was a Day, which is track one on the record. One of the songs I recorded around the corner, like on Olympic and maybe near Sentinella, with this guy, Jeff Trott, is called I'm Not the One. And so even on my first record, you know, we talk about Walt a lot, but I think there were like five different producers I worked with on that record. With Brad Wood and Don Fleming did Simonize, and Ken Andrews did for Nancy Costorias. And I think it just comes back to approach, just like this working. And, you know, this is a great studio and all that, but I've always been apprehensive of working in the big fancy studios. I've always just been more comfortable in garages and home studios, even back in 2001 when it wasn't that popular to do that. So I kind of like the simple home recording setups.
Listen. now I'm listening. A song called On Your Side. I like singing that song sometimes. You guys, you have want to yell some requests at me? I want to play some. If you came all the way here to see this show, there's a special song that you want to hear that, you know, for me, for Nancy. Oh, I could do that. You want to hear that? Let's gas up for Nancy. Is it? All right, here we go. For Nancy, Costa Dora is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And when you said I could not stay with you, that's not the way you would have wanted to be. Convince yourself that everything is all right, 'cause it already is. Don't sell your heart and break just anyone. I want to run with you through moorland fields. Convince yourself that everything is alright, 'cause it already is. 'Cause it already is. So take your lessons hard and stay with him. When your car crash comes, don't be misled. Convince yourself that everything is alright, 'cause it already is. 'Cause it already is. so take him home. So take him home. So take him home. Yeah, take him home. Take him home. Take him home.
That's an old song by Junior Kimbrough that I stole a few years ago, and I've been playing it ever since. Yeah.
You and I, as we've discussed in the past, are both deeply moved, profoundly moved by the music of a certain Mr. Bruce Frederick Joseph Springsteen. Right? But I know you have other heroes as well. When you're writing a song and when you're creating it in the studio, is there a mental process for either A, getting some of that into the songs, or B, staying totally away from that when you create, staying away or making sure you get your heroes into that music?
That's a great question. And I was thinking about that. I was doing an interview, because I'm doing a lot of promotion this week, leading up to the release of the record, with the interviews and stuff like that, and I'm going on tour. And someone asked me, not exactly that question, but something that made me think about what you just said. And I think that when I write a song, I'm never like, oh, I want to try and write a song that sounds like, you know, Bruce or some artist. It kind of just comes out. And when you get to the studio, I think that, especially when I record in the way that I was speaking about, where I'm that approach of just bouncing around from instrument to instrument and building, layering, I feel like with each instrument that you lay down, when you hear what that sounds like, it starts to evoke something. You're like, oh, that reminds me of like Roxy Music, but I didn't think of it before we tracked it. And then it'll be like, well, maybe a bass line like this will work, and it sounds good. And it's like, oh, I'll use like a Bowie type bass line, like Ashes to Ashes or something like that. And then you're like, oh yeah, it kind of works, but actually it doesn't even sound like, I thought it would sound like Bowie, but it actually sounds like, you know, Joy Division or something like that. And then that'll take you to the next step, like, oh, now we need to add this sort of keyboard here, this synth. And you just keep taking steps almost in the dark, the way I do it anyway, and it slowly starts to take shape. And then when you hear it all together, you're like, oh, it kind of reminds me of this or that. But typically on the front end, I'm not like, I might have an idea of what, you know, like where we could take it, but usually it ends up being something completely different than what I thought in my head.
To know her, she revealed she was weird, broken nails. I could never try to lay something real. And I told you, conversation never went anywhere. And I know it lasts forever. She can't quit it, she don't care. Got a lift on the side of the road, no one's ever gonna take you home again. But baby, got a lift when no one knows. I thought you were a better friend to me. Oh, there was lights, big explosions, we believed it was real. Then she dies, never talk to anyone that she knew. And I felt her devastation. We were lost in the fight. And I knew I couldn't leave her. I would love her through the night. Got a lift from the side of the road, no one's ever gonna take you home again, my baby. Got a lift when no one knows. I thought you were a better friend to me, my friend. Oh, got a lift from the side of the road, no one's ever gonna take you home again, my darling. Got a lift when no one knows. You were a better friend to me, my friend. Looking for you, maybe tonight. Got left on the side of the road, no one's ever gonna take you home again, my baby. Gotta live where no one knows, and no one's gonna tell you where to go, my friend. Got left on the side of the road, no one's ever gonna take you home again, my darling. Got left where no one knows, I thought you were a better friend to me, my friend. Oh, got left on the side of the road, no one's ever gonna take you home again, my baby. Got left where no one knows, you were a better friend to me.
Thanks. All right, I gotta play track one now, and then I'm gonna play a nice oldie, and then I'm gonna go home and see my baby, and then we're gonna have a great night, and I love it. And I'm so happy that you guys came here, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity to play for all you guys and the KCSN. Thanks for having me and supporting my music. Very cool. This summer was a day. Couldn't be the one. Thank you very much. All right, I'm gonna play you out with this song. It's a song called Closet.
Oh, Billy, I want you so. I'm trying to meet you. Too many things I don't know. Too many repeatings, repeating. And I'm walking around your closet. I want you to say my name again. I'm walking around your closet. I want you to say my name again. So Billy, I lost control. I'm trying to meet you. Too many things they don't know. Too many repeating, the beating. And I'm walking around your closet. I want you to see my name again. I'm walking around your closet. I want you to see my name again. So don't stop, don't stop, don't turn around. So Billy, I lost control. I'm trying to meet you. Too many things I don't know. Too many repeatings, beatings, beatings. And I'm walking around your closet. I want you to see my name again. I'm walking around your closet. I want you to see my name again. I'm walking around your closet. I want you to see my name again. I'm walking around your closet. I want you to see my name again. I want you to see my name again. Oh, Billy, I lost control. I want you to see my name again. Say my name again. Yeah, I want you to say my name again. So don't stop, don't stop, don't turn around.
Thank you very much, everybody. God bless.